This is the Middle East Debrief by Atlas News. Hello, and welcome to the Middle East Debrief by Atlas News, where we give an in-depth breakdown of this week's top stories from the region. This episode dives into recent reports claiming Yemen's Houthi rebels possess hypersonic missiles. We'll explore the origin of these claims, what hypersonic weapons actually are, and the geopolitical context of this situation. Firstly, the White House vehemently denied these reports, calling them inaccurate. The initial claim came from Russian state media, specifically Sputnik, which alleged the Houthis successfully tested a hypersonic missile capable of reaching speeds of Mach 8. Now, it's important to understand what a hypersonic weapon truly is. While some might think anything exceeding Mach 5, roughly 3,800 mph, qualifies, there's more to it. Modern hypersonic weapons not only reach hypersonic speeds, but also possess maneuverability within the atmosphere, allowing them to change course unpredictably. This advanced capability distinguishes them from older missiles like ICBMs, which travel at hypersonic speeds but follow a predictable path. The Houthis, locked in a complex civil war in Yemen, have launched attacks on shipping vessels and even attempted limited strikes against Israel. However, experts believe they lack the technological capacity to develop hypersonic weapons domestically. Their weapons typically come from Iran, which itself is still developing hypersonic technology. So, the idea of Houthi-made hypersonic missiles is highly improbable. So, why did this story emerge? Russia has been accused of spreading disinformation throughout the ongoing war in Ukraine. It's possible this hypersonic claim is another tactic, aiming to sow discord and exaggerate the Houthi threat. This situation highlights the evolving nature of warfare and the increasing sophistication of weaponry. It also underscores the importance of discerning credible information from state-sponsored narratives. While the Houthis pose a significant threat in the region, possessing hypersonic weapons seems far beyond their current capabilities. This has been the Middle East Debrief by Atlas News.